Chris Tyus, from the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, makes his way around the Wallasey Island Wild Coast project. In just a few years, even more species, from plants to birds, will thrive in Wallasey's rare habitat. But first, somebody has to build it. Tyus and his colleagues at the RSPB have embarked on a project to restore the lost intertidal zones previously converted to farmland or caught up in urban sprawl. Their intention is to turn the clock back on Wallasey and create safe havens for native wildlife. Wallasey is a huge flat expanse of green and brown, with long stretches of mud and grass broken up by patches of shimmering water. Chris and his colleagues have been reworking the site since they bought the land in 2000. They plan to create 670 hectares of replacement habitat, salt marsh and mudflats. Aside from wildlife, they want to reintroduce people to the human heritage of the coast through activities like salt refining and oyster farming. Already, 15 kilometres of new trails wind around the island. But Chris and his team had never originally imagined a project this big. If all goes well, construction should be finished in 2019. This is a forward-looking project. If global warming continues, parts of the island could have been swallowed by the sea. And for Chris and his team at the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, it's also a labour of love. Currently, 14,000 birds use the sites that have already been redeveloped, and ultimately the RSPB hopes to attract up to 50,000 birds at the winter peak. One dream is to attract breeding spoonbill, a rare native bird facing extinction in England. With the RSPB's help on Wallasey Island, Chris Tyus hopes the spoonbill could slowly make its return.